on the love of Jesus for men. As the Father hath loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. John 15:9. The following is from Jesuit priest Josep de Nuremberg. Can we have any conception of a greater love for men than that of our Savior, since however wicked or ungrateful we may have been, He does not cease to love us? He forgives us our trespasses so readily that one would say that He was under an obligation to us. He rewards us for our good works liberally, never revealing how much He has contributed towards their performance. He, as it were, magnifies the little services we pay Him without letting us know the immense assistance He has given us. Although in fact we have done next to nothing for Him, He does not cease to be grateful and showers down graces with profusion, just as if we had rendered Him some important service. Ah, heart of Jesus, heart truly liberal and full of love, who gives us everything and to whom we owe all, and who by His own gifts makes Himself our debtor. After that, who could fail to love Him with all their heart, with all their mind, and all their strength, and offer up repeated acts of thanksgiving for goodnesses so bountiful, love so generous? If we ought to love our Savior for the many blessings He has bestowed upon us, we ought no less to love Him for the many misfortunes from which He has delivered us, and from which only He could have freed us. It is He who has had compassion on us, and who, being our only resource, has taken upon Himself to pay all our debts, and to expiate by a cruel and bloody death all our sins. It is He then who alone has redeemed the human race from misfortune in which He was so willingly engaged. It is He who has drawn us from hell, who, having broken our chains, has made us free. Alas, without Thee, where should we be now? We should have been cast into the darkness of the abyss. It is He who from darkness has revealed to us the light of day, who from this dark abyss has shown us the way to heaven, to which we are entitled to aspire. What should we be without Him but a mass of dust and corruption? It is He who has so cleansed us that we are like unto the angels. In one word, it is He who, making us sharers in His glory, has delivered us from every kind of misery, who has replenished us with blessings without number. And after all this, can we possibly be ungrateful? Can we have but little love for Him? We ought indeed to look upon Him as our greatest benefactor. If the meanest of men had rescued us from perilous danger, although without much exertion, should we not take a liking to Him? What feelings of gratitude ought we not therefore to cherish for one who has rescued us from dangers without number, a Savior who, to show us His love, has so generously shed every drop of His precious blood? O my Savior and my God, how can we sufficiently repay You for Your infinite goodness, You who have delivered us from the tyranny of the evil one, from the bondage of sin? For let us try to realize, if we can, what is the extent of the misery from which the Savior has delivered us. Meditate seriously for a while. We shall wonder at His boundless love, and offer up repeated acts of thanksgiving for so many blessings. A man who walks in his sleep, and, without knowing where he goes, passes over the edge of a precipice, is seized with a shuddering wonder when he wakens and sees the danger he has escaped. Let us awaken, and, with the light of faith, look down the precipice from which the Savior has withdrawn us. Look down again, and its depth will astonish us. Many there are who tremble with fear when they cast their glances from the extreme point of a very lofty mountainous rock. How ought we not to tremble at the sight of that abyss into which Adam had thrown us, and from which our Savior has withdrawn us? Nevertheless, the distance from heaven to hell is not so far removed as was the state of sin in which we were to the state of grace in which we are, through the merits of Jesus Christ.